reach out to my nigga. Oh, when the jibber jabber, raw, rickety, raw. When I'm kicking, I'm flipping the tongue, so pick me feet, five, four, four, no flipping. I'm wicked, wild, freaking the style when I blabber. I sing it for dice, I flex, when I flex, I won't stagger. I stutter, I rickety, wreck it, quick with my crew. So lights, camera, action, tickety, take two, show them, tickety, check the flow, I'm swinging it like my nuts.
1992 erschien dieser Remix des Tracks Straight Out Sewer von DASFX, die der informierte Golden Era Fan kennen muss, mischten sie doch mit ihrem Riggedy Diggedy Rap Style eine ganze Weile die internationale Szene auf. Dahinter stand als Entdecker natürlich Parrish Smith von EPMD und als Rapper Andre Weston, a.k.a. Drace, und Willie Hines, a.k.a. Scoop. Den Remix selbst baute ein Produzentenduo namens Solid Scheme, das aus Chris Charity und Derek Lynch besteht, die so einige Underground-Banger der Golden Era des Rap auf der Pfanne haben. Ein weiteres Beispiel gefällig. Hier ist KAM mit Peace Treaty, ebenfalls aus dem Jahre 1992.
Corners in a six-tray Chevrolet, ragtop Impala, top dollar, got my cousin laid back riding shotgun, cause I got the front and back hydraulic hot one juiced up, and I'm itching to hit the switches, crawling over train tracks, avoiding all ditches, ice skating on the 20-inch tires, jacked up the ass and flexed the gold plating wires, now I'm down to take a risk. Getting geeked up off a compact disc. I went hopping up Crenshaw, niggas hang loose. Looking for my homies to celebrate the gang truce. And they about to throw a cookout. So I'm putting down the Humphrey, sailing on the lookout for CHP. I was a teenage G, so I'm reading the graffiti. The walls say Peace Treaty. Looking at the aftermath of the riot, I could still smell the ashes from all the clashes. But quiet is kept, it wasn't just the blacks. Everybody was looting and had each other's backs. We came through an understanding, demanding justice, justice. We all had a hand in the cookie jar and took it far enough to make a statement. Daryl Gates, that's where all the hate went. We passed by a swap meet, been shopping at for years, but it couldn't stop heat. See ya, wouldn't wanna be your next door neighbor. Less government relief checks, more labor. 10% blood suckers of the poor took a loss. For exploitation, had to show them who was the boss. Teach them not to be so greedy. Had to shut them down, bound by a peace treaty. Bound by a peace treaty. Hit the park. Bailed out the car and seen blue and red everywhere. Look how strong we are, niggas showing up from this gang and that gang. Nobody's set tripping, cause it's a black thing. People just partying, sipping on a cup. Some of the Compton FOI even showed up, suited and booted, kicking it with the lows. In unity, soon we'll be loving all black folks. I heard Solo bumping in the blazer, clowning on the car phone, blowing up my pager. What's up is on the set, just checking out the scenery. Brothers I ain't never met is hitting me up. I had to swallow my pride. Just kept stepping, hit him up and said, pride. Ain't no drama, cause I'm mobbing with Maybach. I seen Big Jess, Jay, and K-Mac. They used to work them narcotics. Like my nigga Elwood and Renegade from the street products. We used to jack from the rich and then give to the needy. But now it's a peace treaty. Now the party's accelerating. The whole crowd bouncing, showing up celebrating. Ain't nobody busting shots. I bumped in the mic, aka Mo Light Watts. An OG, cause he's older. Loving every minute of it with the camcorder on his shoulder. So we can capture the moment and reminisce. I'ma always remember this. Because my niggas made the history book.
books, and now the mystery looks a lot clearer. The man in the mirror got power. It's now or never, more than ever. Black people have to stick together, but yo, let's hear it for the Bloods and the Crips. I got to admit it, y'all brothers did it. I just hope it don't cease, for the sake of all our homies that's resting in peace.
Black on the same team, the rap game seems so fucked up. If a real nigga ever got in, he probably fucked up. These niggas sucked up our hood game, got fame, and fucked up our good name. It's a shame you got bitch off of our stress and strife, and you ain't never gang banged in your life. Your wife, you wanna really wear the pants in the house? So answer this, is you a man or a mouse? Tricky like Mickey when it come to cheese. Yeah, you took a little quickie from the G, but that's cool though, you did a do low. But after every show, now the homies ask where that food go. And soon you'll know just what we bothered about when you hear my niggas hollering out. Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? And if you really wanna know, I got things to spit. And if you feel he run the show, then you a buster too. What must I do? How many real rap niggas is it? Just a few. I put my trust in you, like the OJ jury. But you did, so feel my fist of fury. Sure, we used to be cool and all that junk. Little fat pot belly, big titty, duck foot pump. With junk in your trunk like Pam on Martin. Don't be starting up no shit with Cam, cause I'll fuck you up. You just ain't knowing. Keep your eyes on the road and watch where you going. Taking all my shots, like the W you took from me. Nigga stand for watch, trying to say it stand for your group. But like Toucan Sam Cam can always smell a fruit. Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? In no kind of way. So what you wanna do? What you tryna say? Was you the only one dissing, or they were too? Cause we can all go head up on pay-per-view. Trying to get your crew to do your dirty work, you little nerdy jerk. Take this and watch the birdies chirp. This east side, nigga, make me bow down. Where all the Seahawks and B-Dawgs chow down. Not to mention the brotherhood, that's FOI killers. To make it understood, I should've beat your ass in Chicago. Don't need security guards wherever I go. And if it wasn't for Mustafa, I really doubt anybody else could've saved you from getting knocked out. That's what I'm about, niggas gave me the scoop. Say what, you killing rickets and sloops? Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at? Where all the south side niggas at? How could I diss thee? Let me count the ways. See, I can talk about your ass for days. I know shit about you, you don't even know. And if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't even be breathing, bro. That's for sure. This ain't no fairy tale shit, but look at the thanks I get. A hit record don't mean a motherfucker to me. Niggas gave you a pass reluctantly, cause we told them you was with us, the FOI. And the niggas that was with me when I left know why. I said fuck street knowledge, it's that far away. Fuck Ice Cube and Pat Charbonnet. I gave all I could give, but niggas know where y'all work and know where y'all live. And trying to fuck me, that's the worst mistake you could've made. Y'all cursed till the price is paid. Where all the east side niggas at? Where all the west side niggas at? Where all the north side niggas at?
KAM, der politisch sehr engagierte Rapper aus dem Problembezirk Watts in Los Angeles, arbeitete ziemlich oft mit dem mit ihm befreundeten DJ Pooh zusammen, der wiederum an der Westküste der USA sehr bekannt ist und neben seiner Arbeit als DJ und Produzent auch Drehbuchautor, Synchronsprecher und Filmregisseur ist. Das hier ist ein gemeinsamer Track der beiden namens Whoop Whoop aus dem Jahre 1997, bei dem ein namhafter Oldschool-Rap-Track unverblümt verbraten wurde.
I'm not the one who's running out of time.
Lang, lang ist's her. Hobo Scratch, She's Looking Like a Hobo. Ein Oldschool-Rap-Song aus dem Jahre 1983. Dahinter steckte zum einen das World Famous Supreme Team, eine Gruppe von Musikern, die eine damals populäre Radioshow unterhielten. Mitglieder waren DJ Aladdin, Sparky D, MC Hamlet, Mona Lisa Young, eine Funk- und Soul-Sängerin und, Achtung, May May aka Mariam Ali, die Tochter des berühmten Boxers Muhammad Ali. Zum anderen gehörte auch Malcolm McLaren dazu, der Manager der Sex Pistols, der die Hip-Hop-Kultur als die kommende Pop-Richtung erkannte und das Erstarken dieser Musik mit ziemlich viel Eigenkapital förderte. Gesampelt wurde dieses Stück ziemlich oft, und zwar in ganz unterschiedlichen Teilen, zum Beispiel auch von Eric Sermon in einem seiner wohl größten Hits, Part 2, von Method Man, Redman und Toni Braxton aus dem Soundtrack des Kinofilms How High.
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we got Toni Braxton up in the house. We live up in here, y'all. It's getting hot. Yeah, let's get it.
Decal shitting again, spitting the wind, loaded guns, clipping the end. None sicker than him, yes indeed. I'm iller than the STDs or sex disease. These dirty rats want extra cheese on that piece of the pot. Now ask me how high, I tell you, reach for the sky. Fling the crooked letter rock, that's my home. 23's wrapped in chrome. Not only snap on y'all niggas, but I snap them bone. Slap your dome, make you leave that crack alone. You got the key to the city, but the latch is on. I got it locked, bringing the noise, bringing the funk, Dr. Spock. Bringing my boys, bringing you lumps, pop the Glock. But only if you feel this shit. Jack the Ripper, don't make me have to kill this bitch. Back to get ya, put it in check, that's the Mr. Mac. With his foot on your neck, shut your lips up. Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City to the crooked letter rock. Let's get.
Calling a man when the party is boring. I had these hoes stripping till it's part of the morning. I love a fat chick with a body enormous. It ain't about the weight, yo, it's how they performance. My dash is 180, my weed half a pound. When it's smoke in the air, my nose like basset hounds. I don't stash the drug, nigga divide. I'm that nigga that ride with a trigger to get a supply. Ha, it's how I stay all the time.
Niggas close your doors.
Yo, bitches shut all your blinds. If I'm hard to find, take two puffs and pass. I stayed back, but my biz moved up a class. It's Dr. Meth, the format is real sickening, contagious. We out for Mr. Big's women. You better shut your trap when my dog's around. We pissing on fire hydrants, so walk around, bitch.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City, get the crooked letter out. Let's get.
Mr. Method Man, putting in work, foot in the dirt, like it's all good. Roll through your hood, pushing a hearse, I wish I would. Come around like Clint Eastwood, as if you're repping your hood in my neck of the woods. Speak for villains in the PJs. Grimy bitch, I wear the same shit for 3 days. Find me lit, blunt sparks like Felipe. Fuck the he say, the she say, or just a microphone. What's the
call
cliche?
Call me the Bob Backlund. I break backs on hoes that look like Tony Braxton. Can run with these bony masked men. I'm out the gutter. I'm out to send your baby mother out for rubbers. We fucking tonight. Bitches wanna crowd around. I'm cuffing the mic. I'm a gorilla. Leave a banana stuck in your pipe. Cause I'm a real block winner. With Doc Inner. Bitch, one of my balls bigger than the Epcot Center.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City, get the crooked letter out. Let's get. Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City, get the crooked letter out.
Temperature rise.
wundervoller Toni Braxton hier solo mit ihrem 1996er Joint You're Making Me High. Ja, die nur 1,56 große amerikanische Sängerin war sogar schon einmal in Erfurts Messehalle und nächtigte in einem großen Hotel in Weimar und ich habe sie gesehen. Das war toll. Ihre Karriere begann 1990, als sie mit ihren jüngeren Schwestern als The Braxtons erste Aufmerksamkeit in der R&B-Szene erregt. Durch ihre rauchige Altstimme stach sie aber deutlich heraus, was dem Überproduzenten Babyface nicht verborgen blieb. Sie gewann bis heute 7 Grammys, verkaufte 40 Millionen Tonträger und ist doch tatsächlich die älteste Cousine von Rapper Xzibit. Nun, neben Babyface produzierte Bryce Wilson diesen Track hier. Den kennt man durch seine Mitgliedschaft bei der Oldschool-Rap-Truppe Mantronics und als kreative Kraft hinter der Gruppe Groove Theory, mit der er 1995 einen riesigen Clubhit namens Tell Me hatte.
To give you all my time, I wanna make boy, would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
Mary Jane Girls, ihr hört sie gerade mit All Night Long, ja, wurden 1979 von Rick James gecastet und gegründet, der sie als Background-Sängerinnen für eine seiner Tourneen engagierte. Es wird vermutet, dass er damit seinen ewigen Rivalen Prince kontern wollte, der damals die Girl Group Vanity Six sehr erfolgreich erschuf. Die Damen bekamen einen Plattenvertrag bei Motown und schnell wurde auch ein passender Gruppenname gefunden, der doch tatsächlich auf einen Hit von Rick James, nämlich Mary Jane, basierte, der, nebenbei bemerkt, eine offensichtliche Anspielung auf das von ihm so geliebte Marihuana ist. Es folgten eine ganze Menge Hits in den amerikanischen Soul- und Funk-Charts und dann gab es einen üblen Streit zwischen Rick James und dem Label Motown, der letztlich dazu führte, dass sich die Band auflöste. Tja, ihr Lieben, ein Jahr vor der Veröffentlichung des Superhits All Night Long von den Mary Jane Girls, also 1982, drängte eine andere, sehr erfolgreiche Veröffentlichung auf den internationalen Soul- und Funkmarkt. Der ehemalige Bassist der Five Stair Steps, Mr. Kenny Burke, sang Rising to the Top und erschuf damit eine internationale Genrehymne, deren Erfolg der wohl größte seiner Karriere war, der uns selbstverständlich versampelt wurde. Ein wunderbares Beispiel, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew mit Keep Rising to the Top aus dem Jahre 1988.
It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special. Something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't shit, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna
get rising to the
top. While my mind say,
give it all you got, give it all you got.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
Give it all you got, give it all you got.
You know what? Huh.
Cause we're the Get Fresh crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, yeah. Now the music is bumping, good atmosphere. Trouble and Barry B, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof. Playing dope jams to rock the youth. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know is in the sky. So we continue through the venue. Didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E, as a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician, my body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession, Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Chills in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna
keep rising to the top.
While my mind say,
einer der frühen Rap-Superstars, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew und Keep Rising to the Top. Tja, Dougie Davis wurde auf Barbados geboren. Sein erster publikumswirksamer Auftritt erfolgte 1983 mit Spoonie G auf der Single Pass the Buddha. Und von da an ging es zumindest in den 1980er Jahren Schlag auf Schlag. Bereits 1985 zählte dieser Rapper zu den größten Namen im Biz und ist zum Beispiel für den All-Time-Klassiker The Show Ladi Dadi verantwortlich. Der wurde gemeinsam mit der Get Fresh Crew aufgenommen, zu der neben Barry B und Chill Will auch MC Ricky D gehörte, der erst später unter dem Namen Slick Rick Berühmtheit erlangte. In diesem Track hier ist noch ein anderes Stück verarbeitet, nämlich Heatwave mit Ain't No Half Steppin' aus dem Jahre 1976.
Watching what you do,
no half-stepper.
you know you should. Funkin'
no half-stepper. Are you good enough to show? Do you think you got the soul? Are you sharp enough to shine? Can you party all the time?
Don't let your motors run. Slide. For that people keep it tight.
Ain't no half stepping.
You gotta do it good, yeah.
Ain't no half stepping.
Like you know you should. Yes, you
ain't no half stepping.
Cause smoking's not the smoke.
Ain't no half stepping.
Cause we're the funky folk.
Tja, die Band Heatwave war eine internationale Disco-Funk-Gruppe, die Mitte der 1970er Jahre in Europa gegründet wurde. Die Band wurde von Johnny Wilder ins Leben gerufen, einem amerikanischen Soldaten, der in Westdeutschland stationiert war und nach seiner Entlassung aus dem Militärdienst dort blieb, später aber nach Großbritannien übersiedelte, wo nach einigen musikalischen Flops der große und lang ersehnte Erfolg eintrat. Ein Song namens Boogie Nights wurde zu einer ikonischen Disco-Hymne, der viele andere Songs folgten.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope or dog food. Don't adore competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This name by Kinsu, wait until when you try the front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. Sound like me, so soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the habits coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best should fest. No mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax. Relax and chill, have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the Big Daddy.
And scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
Das klingt nicht nur nach Rap-Ikone Big Daddy Kane, das ist er auch. Haha, und zwar mit Ain't No Half Steppin' vom 1988. auf Cold Chillin' Records erschienenen Album Long Live the Kane. Tja, nun, Antonio Hardy heißt der Mann bürgerlich, wurde am 10. September 1968 in Brooklyn, New York geboren und zählt zu den einflussreichsten Rappern der sogenannten Golden Era. Bekannt wurde er Ende der 1980er Jahre als Mitglied des legendären Kollektivs Juice Crew, dem Produzenten Marley Marl. Seinen Durchbruch feierte Big Daddy Kane mit dem gerade erwähnten Album, das zu einem Rap-Klassiker und beliebten Sammlerobjekt wurde. Er beeinflusste zahlreiche spätere Künstler, darunter Jay-Z, Nas und The Notorious B.I.G. In den frühen 1990er Jahren veröffentlichte er weitere erfolgreiche Alben wie It's a Big Daddy Thing und Taste of Chocolate. Ja, nun, neben seiner Musik war Kane auch für seine energiegeladenen Bühnenauftritte und sein elegantes Image bekannt, das Rap mit Soul- und R&B-Ästhetik verband. Ja, und bis heute gilt er als einer der technisch stärksten MCs der Hip-Hop-Geschichte und als wichtiger Wegbereiter für modernen East Coast Rap.
Hey boy, you got a good time to say
Mit einem unter Fans dieses Genres sehr bekannten amerikanischen Soul-Trio, nämlich den Emotions und ihrem Überhit Blind Alley, endet unsere Sendung für heute leider wieder. Tja, aber eins ist sicher, wir hören uns bald wieder. Ja, und bis es soweit ist, wünscht euch eine schöne Zeit. Natürlich der Erik.